Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor William Swirla. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 14, verses 1 to 24. One Sabbath, when he went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." When one of those who reclined at table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I've bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry, and he said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.' O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. God's feast of salvation is a banquet for beggars. There are as many excuses for not going to church as there are empty pews in church. There is important business that needs our attention, chores to be done, homework to finish. The calendar is brimming full, the to-do list is long. Football, basketball, baseball. We're tired, we're distracted, we're stressed. The weather is bad, the kids are cranky, the car hasn't been washed in weeks. But there are good reasons to come to the Lord's banquet. The devil, who drives us to doubt and disbelief, the world that drives us to despair, and our own sinful flesh that drives us to all sorts of shameful thoughts, words, and deeds. Our hunger and thirst for righteousness that cannot be filled at any other table but the Lord's table. The A-list invitees in Jesus' parable forfeited their seats at the great banquet. They all had their excuses: a real estate deal to close, a herd of oxen to inspect, a honeymoon to enjoy. "We'd love to come, but, well, you know how it is. Next time, for sure, we'll be there." But there was no next time. The master of the house was upset and angry. Wouldn't you be if you prepared a big dinner party and all your friends sent last-minute excuses? That's how God feels about our excuses and all those empty seats in his banquet hall. He wants his table full, and so he invites the uninvited, the poor, the blind, the lame, those who have never been invited to anything because they make people uncomfortable. They don't fit in. Like that man with dropsy who crashed the Pharisees' Sabbath dinner. Needing to fill more seats, he sends his servants out into the streets and the alleyways where the outcasts are. And he compels them to come to his banquet hall. Invitations don't work. People always have excuses. He compels them. The winners are excluded by their own excuses. The losers are included by sheer grace undeserved. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Here is a feast of forgiveness for sinners, a banquet for beggars hosted by beggar King Jesus who died on the cross to prepare this feast. The law compels you. It doesn't invite, it compels. The need is great. The sickness runs deep. In your flesh there dwells no good thing. But in Christ's flesh there is forgiveness, life, and salvation. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Take your place among the least of this world, with the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame, that man with dropsy, with the chief of sinners. Swallow your pride. Better still, drown it in baptism. Come as an empty-handed, baptized beggar to God's banquet for beggars. Hear Jesus' invitation, friend, come up to a higher place. Come sit at the King's table. Make no excuses. Let nothing get in the way. Everything else can wait. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. The feast is ready. Come to the feast, the good and the bad. Come and be glad, greatest and least. Come to the feast. O Lord of grace and mercy, teach us by your Holy Spirit to follow the example of your Son in true humility, that we may withstand the temptations of the devil and with pure hearts and minds avoid ungodly pride. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.